Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What a glorious day. This church looks beautiful. And like this candle, the flame shoots up and we are so joyful to celebrate Christ is risen. We're all here. Friends and guests are here. We're here to celebrate the risen Christ, the new life we have in Christ. But then sometimes, like this candle, we forget. We don't remember. Life comes at us. The world can be painful. Anxiety can hit us. We can become afraid. In the light of Easter, condemned. I don't know if you remember, but we used to have a thing called newspapers. And in the newspapers, they had like the Pittsburgh Press, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We had two papers at one time. And there was a wonderful column that my mother used to read all the time and she'd share with me sometimes. Remember Ann Landers? Ann Landers. And people would ask her questions and she'd give responses. Some were helpful, some not so much. But one of the questions was asked to her, what problem is most dominant in people's lives? What problem is most dominant in people's lives? And what do you think it was?
Death.
Huh? Well, death. You're getting warm. She found that the most dominant was fear. It's fear, she wrote. The one thing that keeps people from the life they dream of is fear. People live every day in their fears. And it keeps us from reaching our potential in God. She wrote, they're afraid of losing their wealth. They're afraid of losing their loved ones. They're afraid of being themselves. They're afraid of growing up and becoming responsible. They're afraid of growing old. They're afraid of life itself. Fears weigh us down. What if? What if? And we worry and we have our fears. And fear constricts you. Fear makes you anxious. Fear sometimes makes you go into that little cave and roll the stone over. But today we celebrate Easter. The stone was rolled away. There's new life, new possibilities. We can open. We can take risks and chances. But fear could hold us back. But like C.S. Lewis once said, and Luther once said, when you can laugh at fear, laugh at the devil, they can't stand it. So we're going to have some fun with fear today, okay? I'm going to give you the scientific name of a fear, and you guess what that fear, or tell me what that fear is, okay? Here we go. Arachnophobia. Yeah, I got that one, yeah. Hydrophobia. Fear of, right. You guys are great. Claustrophobia. Yeah. How about pteranophobia? Fear of being tickled by feathers. Ablutophobia. Afraid of taking a bath or washing, okay? Phobophobia. Fear of phobias, right. Homilophobia. The fear of sermons. I hope you don't have that one. So, what are you afraid of? What scares you? What holds you back? What puts you back in that tomb of fear? You know, the power, poor. Fear is one of the most powerful motivations, factors of life, and one of the things that holds us back. In fact, there's politicians that love to make you afraid and make you fearful. Do you notice, as we read the gospel today, there's a lot of fear there. You know, the strong Roman guards were so afraid when the lightning come and the thunder and the earthquake and the angel came in white. They were so afraid that they were frozen with fear and passed out. The women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they were afraid too, but they were stronger than the Roman soldiers. They didn't pass out. And the priest went to the Pilate, just before the reading we have of the resurrection today. And they said, we've got to make sure that there's nobody steals the body because there's this thing about resurrection. So see, Pilate ordered the guards, when the stone was rolled against the tomb, to seal it. In other words, they put clay there, and then they put a string across. And then the chief of the guards got his signet ring, and he pressed it right into the clay so that was sealed. And that means if the tomb was opened and that seal was broken, it was against the law. It's illegal. Resurrection, you see, is illegal to Rome. The seal was broken. In the midst of all this fear, Jesus appears with the words, what? Do not be afraid. It's interesting that after Jesus greets Mary and Mary Magdalene, he says, do not be afraid. I don't think Jesus was just talking to those women. I think he's talking to you and me too. We have fears and anxieties that keep us from realizing the potential that we have, made in the image and likeness of God, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and living the potential and the power of Easter. It restricts us, this fear. Now remember, today, the stone has been removed from the tomb. Jesus is alive. The same with the fears and anxieties we might have. The stone is removed. And Jesus is about more than empty promises and fears. Think about it. Jesus lives, this amazing, powerful reality. That means that Jesus lives. That means he died and suffered on the cross. And Saturday he was in the tomb. But today we celebrate that he lives. That means death is behind him. That means he'll never die again. That means any promise he makes to us, his presence to us, his love to us, are eternal. They're ultimate. You know, I can promise you something, and this week I become roadkill on McKnight Road, okay? I can't keep my promise to you. My promises to you might be sincere, but they're penultimate. Jesus' promises to us are ultimate. Anything we hear from Jesus or read about Jesus or the proclamation of Jesus is eternal. Eternal. The stone has been removed from the tomb of Jesus and from the tomb of our lives. And that means that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Now, a few years ago, I was reading about by a theologian, and I wrote it down in my journal, but I forget the name of the theologian, forget the name of the book. But the words are powerful. He wrote, when a small child cries out in the middle of the night because he or she is afraid of the dark, it is foolish for parents to turn on the lights to show there are no monsters in the closet or under the bed, and then turn out the lights and tell the child there's nothing to be afraid of. It is the wise parent who climbs into bed with that child, wraps the arms around the child with love and comfort, and whispers, it's okay, sweetheart. I'm here with you. God never lies to us. The Bible tells us that there is things to be afraid of. Some people say if you're not nervous and anxious in our society, you don't know what's going on. I mean, there's stuff to be anxious about. But the Bible tells us about many things that can and do cause us to fear. But, into that darkness, into that fear, into that constriction, Jesus comes, the risen Lord, who burst forth from the tomb today and helps us burst forth from our tombs. And he says, don't be afraid. And he says, and he does much more because he burst forth from the tomb. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That means no matter what fear, no matter what powers this earth puts at you, nothing is as powerful as Jesus' life, as Jesus' power, as Jesus' presence and love. That's Jesus' way of saying that no matter what the circumstances may be, nothing will separate us from God and his presence. And that takes trust. Our Lord Jesus showed that in Gethsemane. He said, "Father, take this cup away from me." He didn't want to suffer on the cross. Who does? He wasn't a masochist. But he said, what else? "Not my will, but your will be done." He trusted that even when he couldn't see or experience it in his humanness, that God is good, that God somehow would bring something good even out of his suffering. And he did. And today happened. And God lives. You know, I remember when I was a little boy, and our friends, they were rich. They had a swimming pool. And my dad was in the deep end of the pool, and he invited me to jump in. I was a little nervous about that, but he said, "Boy, jump in." He called me boy. I called him Tarzan because it was a funny thing. Boy Tarzan. But he said, "Boy, I'll catch you. I'll catch you." And I trusted him. And I trusted him. And I jumped in, and with his strong arms, he caught me, and I was so proud. And I was splashing around, and Dad was happy. And later in my life, I'm reading the philosophy of Søren Kierkegaard. He talked about the leap of faith. I think back to my dad and jumping into the pool because he caught me. And when personally or psychologically or spiritually I feel constricted and afraid or anxious, I often think of my dad catching me, because I believe God is like that. Today, the wounded Christ, yet victorious Christ, says to you and me, he says, "Peace. Do not be afraid. I am here. I am with you. I love you." That will never change. And we have to remember this. Remember it through what you're doing today. Worship God on Sunday. Read the Bible from your heart. And read things like, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And to believe it in your heart. To pray from your heart. And to know that God is there and God answers you. To sing hymns and music. Luther said, when you sing, you pray twice to God. When you serve somebody in the love, and they're in the hospital or nursing home, just come with love to remember that Jesus lives. And another thing that I do, and it might be helpful to you, when you're nervous, I read someplace that go back to your breath. Like if you breathe in through your nose, the count of four, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for a second, then breathe out from your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you do that like 5 times, it helps you center, helps you relax. Well, what I do now, I breathe in, "Christ is risen. He is risen indeed." Or, "Christ is risen. Hallelujah." And I don't know if you try that. For me, it brings me the joy of the living Christ in my life. Christ is risen. He is here. Death is defeated. Fullness of life can be yours. You can live your potential. Death is no longer to be afraid of, because death we know is conquered and we have eternal life in Christ. Don't be like this candle. Look at it. It's petering out. It doesn't remember Easter. Be like these candles, and you are bright and alive with the flame of Easter burning your heart every day, and to share that good news and light with others. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Better believe it. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.